The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Mark is sick, by the way. I didn't mention that earlier. He's off tonight.
Aww.
So I've been having a lot of fun with you, Derek J.
Yeah,
so
me too. Thanks.
Great to have you here. We've been talking off and on, for those of you just tuning in, tonight about the police and recording the police being a really important thing to do. And earlier had a discussion about how recording the police can change a situation for the better, and that I believe that overall it tends to change the situation for the better, although you can certainly find instances where, and photographyisnotacrime.com is one of those websites that shows plenty of instances where the police behave very poorly when they're placed on camera. So it's not a foolproof system to record the police. They can aggress against you, and they can aggress against you and kidnap you and take your cameras and destroy your equipment with relative impunity, even if they ultimately do get held responsible, as they were in my case in Palmer, Massachusetts, where I was arrested for recording video in a town hall. The officers themselves are very rarely held responsible. It's the taxpayers who shell out the cash and settlements.
In that case, was your video camera stolen?
In that case, actually, I managed to get the camera back. I had have good rapport with the police chief at the Palmer Police Department. You know, even though he arrested me, we at least get along and can have a conversation, unlike the chief.
Such a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
We get along, even though he arrested me. I mean, how do you say that?
Some people are more gentlemanly than others in the policing profession. I mean, obviously, arresting someone is not a nice gentlemanly thing to do in general. Kidnapping an innocent person who's not harmed anyone is a terrible thing to do. But at least when they're doing it, some people can be less violent and, you know, more nice than they otherwise would be.
There are degrees.
You know, the guy in Palmer let me take my water bottle in the holding cell with me. He didn't have to do that, but he let me do that, and I appreciated being able to have water while in the holding cell and not have to drink out of the sink, which, you know, wasn't
the toilet sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
which
great.
Wasn't really working at all. A lot of times when you're in a holding cell, at least I've been in this situation before, they, for whatever reason, turn the water pressure way down, so the water from the spout barely even, it doesn't even, like, eject above the spout.
You have to French kiss the toilet.
Yeah, you'd have to touch this thing in order to drink. So, you know, I was grateful to have a bottle of water in there. The little things start to matter when you're in situations like that. But anyway, I had good rapport with a guy, and
he didn't take your camera when you were able to ask for it back, and he gave it to you.
I got it back after I allowed him to copy the footage from the SD card, which, again, fine with me. You know, you're going to use it in the trial, whatever. I just want my equipment back.
Because that's one of my biggest concerns with filming the police, is that they're going to take my camera.
Yeah.
And that's why live streaming is so important, because, you know, like Benjamin said, by the time he got home after jail, the video was already online. He didn't have to do anything more.
In the case of William Kostrick in the Weir, New Hampshire Police Department, they did take his camera, and he did not get it back for a number of years. In fact, I don't believe they've ever returned it to him. I think he's tried to get it back. Like, the judge ordered them to return it, and something, you know, some sort of legal mumbo-jumbo got involved. I'd have to talk to William to get the latest on the story, but he had to get a new camera eventually. He did not get it back in any decent amount of time, not even months. It was literally years before he even had the order from the judge for the department to return the camera.
Yeah, that's so weird. So that's another pro tip. If you're going to do activism, make sure your equipment isn't too expensive, because you might lose it.
True. Yeah, it is nice to have a disposable camera, but on the other hand, disposable cameras tend to not be very good quality cameras. So hopefully finding a balance between, you know, not too crappy, but yet not too expensive.
Yeah, I expect at any time when I'm filming the police that they may take my camera and it's gone forever.
So absolutely
something
true
to consider.
So, you know, I actually had Mark, I think, is posting some stuff on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter while he is at home sick.
Oh.
And he posted what is a related story, or someone posted this to our Facebook group. We have a few people who post there. But what is a related story to this conversation we've been having, where apparently it was just posted today at photographyisnotacrime.com, Carlos Miller's website. Headline, California cop refuses to take report because man insisted on video recording the conversation.
Cool.
Now, I've got the clip. I was actually just happened to jump. It's an 8-minute long thing. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Right.
I was just jumping around during the news break to see if I could find the actual relevant portion, and I believe I have pulled that up here.
I was on the phone with 911 dispatch, whoever, and was saying a lot of things that were false. And so I was recording to defend myself.
So there's a scene here. I don't know what's going on. There's some kind of disagreement between two people, and a police officer has come out. And the man with the video camera is one of the disputants. He's one of the people in this dispute. And the police officer asks him, as you can kind of hear there, he's a little soft-spoken.
He says, why are you filming me?
Right. Why are you recording me? First he asks him why he's recording. Then he asks him why he's recording him, which is what he just did.
Because you're part of this. And I am allowed to record the police.
You're right.
So,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so thank you. So anyway,
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'll just take their side of the story. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not going to have you record me. I didn't do anything. You're going to record me and accuse me of being a part of this. I'm here to help you.
No. You're a part
of it. Whoa! Does he sound like he's being very helpful?
No. It sounds like a police officer admitted that it's okay for the man to record him,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't like it, and so he's not going to help him. And,
of course, he
doesn't have to help him. The law has several times, I think, even gone all the way to the Supreme Court, where the police have no obligation to protect.
Or, do anything. We know they have no obligation to protect you.
No.
But they don't have to do anything. They don't have to show up. In this case, they don't have to take a report.
No.
They don't have to listen to you. They don't have to do anything.
I think the example given in that case was a police officer on the subway, a man being murdered in the same train car. The cop can just move over to the next train car mm-hmm. and just say nothing.
Yeah, and they've got full discretion in most cases. Although some would argue that in certain jurisdictions they have an obligation to act on a felony that's being committed. But I don't know if that's that claim is true or not. And if they don't act, then what can you do about it? You can't do anything. This guy can complain about this officer not listening to him. I'm just going to walk over there, take their statement, get the other side of the story from the people who aren't recording me, and screw you. I'm just going to walk away from you.
It's weird because the guy with the video camera is showing with his actions that he cares about getting an objective record mm-hmm. of what's going on in the world around him. The guy who's not recording, he may value the truth and the accuracy, keeping an objective record of the world around him, but he's not showing it with his actions. And the officer is clearly taking the side of the guy who is less accountable in this instance. I mean, you see two people, one with a video camera, you're a cop investigating what happened. Wouldn't you think you'd want to go to the guy with the camera, say, hey, rewind that tape for me. Let's investigate this. No,
crazy.
I just want to stay away from this camera guy.
California cop responding to a call about a fender bender refused to take a man's side of the story because the man insisted on video recording the conversation, according to Carlos Miller in his summary of the story. Simi Valley police officer Corey Baker told the man identified as Jeff Knapp in the video that he had every right to record him, but he, as a cop, has every right not to take the report unless Knapp turned the camera off.
Aww.
In other words, he needed as much room to manipulate the truth without the annoying presence of a camera to hold him accountable. We should expect more from a cop who has led the department in making DUI arrests during the past 2 years. After all, it was only last year that a Utah state trooper was fired after leading the department a DUI arrest when evidence emerged indicating she falsified many of those cases. So transparency is key, especially from a cop who receives more than $174,000 in pay and benefits to serve the community. This cop, the one, Carlos did some digging. This cop receives more than $174,000 per year.
I'm sure he's worth it. You know, the people, they get their money's worth. This man, he'll probably be promoted. You know, the type of people who rise up the ranks in police outfits tend to be the ones who get the most DUI arrests, like this guy did,
mm-hmm.
Have the least accountability, because, with less accountability comes more room for lying about how great you are, so he gets the promotion.
A similar incident took place in Pennsylvania last year, where a Lancaster police officer claimed departmental policy forbade him from taking an accident report while on camera, which turned out to be a lie, and then forced the department to issue a public apology. So whether anything like that will happen in this case, I don't know.
You know, this sort of makes me think surreptitious recording is the way to go, and I tend to be more for accountability. Hey, on both ends, I'm recording you and I want you to know that.
Yeah.
But when stuff like this happens, I think it's better to have two cameras recording, one where you say, hey, I'm recording you, and then turn it off. Then you've got the recording.
And presume they are no longer being recorded.
That's right.
Right? So we'll come back with more here in moments, because in some states, like unfortunately New Hampshire, it's a what's called a two-party consent. So people have to know they're being recorded. Even then, you probably still would get charged with wiretapping. Whether or not you'd win, maybe you'd have a chance. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, then you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the number. That's brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and get interactive in a variety of ways. As our caller earlier mentioned, he submitted a story to our website. You can submit there to the front page. It can get voted on, voted up what you like, vote down if you don't like something. If you want, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. All the content you see there was created by listeners like you. So it wouldn't be there if it weren't for listeners like you taking the time to put it there. So thank you for that. And go and get interactive. It's a Reddit-operated site. Our site is larger than that, but the main page is essentially a subreddit for Free Talk Live that we have integrated right into the website. So go and check that out at freetalklive.com. Now, when we manage to create robots that can look and act like humans, that is, androids, will they be our slaves, our masters, or our partners in exploration and prosperity? Quantum Vibe, the science fiction adventure webcomic, suggests the answer is all of the above. As our heroes continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier, they encounter an android slave culture on terraformed and corporatized Mars, and later join forces with a liberated android friend to avert a deadly disaster in the freewheeling asteroid belt. Quantum Vibe, Volume 2. Murphy collects these adventures in a 161 full-color page printed volume and is available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BigHeadPress.com. So check out Quantum Vibe Volume 2. Of course, you can go to QuantumVibe.com. You can read it online there and then get yourself a copy or buy one as a gift. Again, go through Amazon. You can shop at shop.freetalklive.com and look for Quantum Vibe or any other great Big Head Press publications at shop.freetalklive.com and BigHeadPress.com. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, and I also want to talk about Aereo coming up here in a moment. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Chris. I just wanted to talk a little bit about my very first trip to Porkfest last week.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I a year ago, never heard of Porkfest. Just starting to figure things out a little bit, and shortly after that, heard about it, just kind of planted a seed in my head, and a few months later, when I saw the dates announced, I'm like, yeah, that'll work. I think I can make that. And, then I'm buying tickets and figuring out how to get up there. And kind of at the last minute, both my kids decided they wanted to come, which was awesome. I didn't really have expectations. I kind of didn't know what to expect. Hmm. But it was just incredible. I mean, and the main reason is, because, all this stuff that I've been listening to and reading about and trying to talk to people about, I know after going to Porkfest that it actually works, right? That when you remove, aggression and coercion from the equation, everything changes, right? I mean, people that you never expect to get along just fine. And then they not only get along, they like actually work together and do some really cool stuff. I mean, it's just, I hope that was true, and I'd like to think that it was true, but after going to Porkfest, I know it's true. I've seen it work.
I want to know what you mean by that, Chris. Like, people who normally wouldn't get along together, this was your first Porkfest. Did you see any of that? Like, people who you thought might not get along, but they were working together?
Well, I made a point myself, actually, to kind of hang out with some of the Alt Expo guys a little bit, right? Kind of that little group within Porkfest. Because, I really was struggling with understanding some of their point of views, and I wanted to, I wanted to hear where they were coming from. And, I'm certainly, it's not like they've won me over or anything like that, but it was really interesting because we were able to have a lot of really deep conversations, about a number of different things from, the whole use of force issue, some of the abortion stuff, some of the deeper stuff that was going on there. And it was all, no ad hominems, no kind of reverting to emotion or anything like that. It was just all straight, here's what I think, here's why. I can back it up seven layers with principles, and let's just kind of explore and unpack each of those and take the time. And, again, it neither side ever felt, threatened or even the threat of I'm going to yell at you or it has to be this way or anything like that. And again, you just remove that simple element from the equation, and it just opens up all kinds of stuff, all kinds of interesting possibilities.
That is so cool, Chris. I have to agree with you that I really appreciate the absence of ad hominem attacks in all of these conversations with people who do disagree with each other, like the alt expo people, like you brought up, or they have some unconventional beliefs when compared to the rest of the Porkfest attendees. But that didn't mean anyone had to fight. They just talked about their differences. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm curious, how was it for the kids?
Oh, the kids loved it. You know, my son's 13, my daughter's 15. You know, my son just kind of, you know, he did the pack thing, formed a little group, and they had a tribe, and they were just running around. And, you know, I'd throw him, like, you know, some Bitcoin and some silver in the morning, and I wouldn't see him until, like, midnight. And he did great, right? And my daughter, she kind of floated back and forth between going to some sessions. You know, she was actually really interested in the abortion debate that went on. And learned quite a bit from that. She went to some of the storytelling and flash fiction stuff. And, you know, again, she kind of came away with a really cool, just understanding of different ways to learn about stuff now. I mean, it was really good for them. I mean, they didn't stop talking. We drove all the way from Kentucky and back. So they didn't stop talking about it the whole way back.
About using Bitcoin, I don't know what it's like for younger people. I prefer to use Bitcoin, but does it make a difference to the kids? Do they enjoy that?
They thought it was cool. I mean, you know, they it was more the novelty, I think, of it, because, you know, down here there's like two places that take Bitcoin, pay for face-to-face stuff. It's both coffee shops, neither of them drink coffee, so, you know, they just hadn't done it before. So I think they were interested in it from the novelty perspective. Again, to me, it was a gateway to be able to talk to them about, you know, what this is, right, what it is, and how it's a better store of value and a better medium of exchange and all those things that that paper money is not. So, you know, it was kind of novelty and then just a gateway to have good chats with them about some important stuff.
Great excuse to have a conversation. Of course, with all these Bitcoin accepting vendors, you got all these QR codes. It's inevitable somebody's going to ask, what's Bitcoin? You know, maybe not everybody. I imagine not everybody at Porkfest was real well versed on Bitcoin, even though it probably is one of the largest Bitcoin accepting events in the entire world. Chris, are you a Free State Project participant now, or was your mind changed by that at the Porkfest? What's your story?
So I was not, you know, I have to say I'm really considering it now. You know, again, I think, again, just seeing how it can actually work. And, you know, again, I've only been back for a day and I already kind of miss it. So, you know, the idea of being able to just live in environments like that all the time or close to it, you know, I get that it's not exactly like that all the time, but closer than probably anywhere else is really appealing.
Thanks for sharing your experience, Chris, and I hope we'll see you back here in New Hampshire at some point in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. Yet another rave review of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, yeah, there were some times where it was maybe a little bit harder than normal. Like there was one day where there was a sewage backup of some sort, and the water pressure was virtually non-existent for a number of hours. I mean, it's not without its issues, I guess, but overall it's an amazing experience. You're in the woods with hundreds, if not thousands, of wonderful, liberty-oriented people, and there's just nothing like it anywhere, unfortunately. We'd love for this to be all over the world, but not at this time. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want an experience like that, it only happens in New Hampshire, and you can have it to some extent all year long. Just make the move here. Go to freestateproject.org. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live in moments.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You have to make it, though. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or just sit back and Derek J. and I will take you through and talk about things that we think are cool and interesting and outrageous or upsetting or whatever. And you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, looking to get Bitcoin? Maybe you've heard all the buzz about Bitcoin. Maybe you were at Porkfest and you thought, oh, man, I don't have Bitcoin yet. What am I missing out on here? Look at all these products, services. People are doing things. Bitcoin is happening. It is worth around $600 per Bitcoin at the moment. This is an amazing technology. It's a decentralized currency. It's also its own financial network as well. And it's taking money out of the hands of the banks, taking money out of the hands of governments, and putting it into your hands. And that power shift is so significant, it can't be stated well enough to make it clear. It can't be, overstated. This is a big deal because for a long time, Rothschild, Baron von Rothschild, who made some sort of statement about he who controls the money controls everything or something?
Who really knows? Yeah. But what I know is I don't have the power to control what happens to the dollar, but I do have more control over what happens to my bitcoins.
Yep, and you can get Bitcoins by going to ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for buying Bitcoins. And now Dogecoin. More easy, so fast, much legal, wow, inexpensive. You know, I joked about Dogecoin being, you know, yet another altcoin you can't spend on anything. That wasn't true at Porkfest. You could actually buy food with Dogecoin.
I did
Porkfest.
It. Yep, I bought a water bottle.
How did you do that? Do they have Dogecoin wallets that you can use?
I have an app right on my phone.
Wow.
So it works just like Bitcoin. It was very easy to spend.
So you ate your Dogecoin.
I did.
That's awesome. And you can get Dogecoin and Bitcoin, and they're going to be adding more coins as well at ExpressCoin, as I understand it. ExpressCoin.com. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer, and also now cash via cash deposit at share branching-based credit unions.
Cool.
So another option on the table for you at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. We'll continue here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Aereo. The decision has come down from the Supreme Court, and unfortunately, it is not in Aereo's favor. There's an article over at Jeffrey Tucker's website, liberty.me, by Jeffrey Tucker himself. In fact, rumor has it he might be coming back on the show this week, as apparently he's hanging out in New Hampshire for a few days.
Cool.
So I'm going to read his summary here of the piece. This is actually a much longer piece over at TechCrunch, which I think is very good, but we're not going to have time for that. How ridiculously backward can the Supreme Court be, asked Jeffrey Tucker at liberty.me. Never more so than when it weighs in on technology, which it ought never be allowed to do. Today shows you all you need to know. A majority of these super-powered old-timers issued a decision that attempts to give new life to the 1950s invention called television, just as the Internet age is in the process of displacing it with something better. The decision is called U.S. Broadcasting versus Aereo. It was decided 6-3 with Scalia, Thomas, and Alito dissenting. And he says it is a brilliant and blistering dissent. Aereo is the beautifully disruptive service that provides consumers with a means of streaming any television content through an internet device. It is a subscription service. It's amazing, and it points to the future. Now, Jeffrey's summary of what Aereo is isn't quite accurate there. I mean, it's kind of true, but to give you more detail, Aereo has come up with technology that allows you to stream broadcast television to a device.
Okay.
So, for instance, the old way.
If I want to watch something and I've got like a tablet or something with me that's connected to Wi-Fi, if I have Aereo subscription, I can watch live broadcasts on my device?
Correct.
Okay.
Aereo charged $8 to $12 per month for this service. And what they did was, and the reason they argued it was legal, because the argument from broadcasting people, like the old school broadcasters, television stations, the networks, their argument was that Aereo was violating copyright law. Because the idea is when the network, let's say ABC Television, broadcasts a show, I don't know what's on ABC these days. I know Lost used to be on ABC. So, you know, when Lost is being broadcast on ABC, you're not legally allowed to capture that broadcast and rebroadcast it and charge people for that, right? Because then you're basically acting like a cable company.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regulations about being a cable company. And if you want to be a cable company, the FCC has rules to follow.
Yeah, or being like one of those outdoor movie theater type things. That would be they have to have special rules about paying for the content that they show, because anyone can drive by and see it, right?
That's true, but you can't hear the content if you're just driving by. So it's kind of different. But in this case, what Aereo was doing that was different than broadcasting. So, for instance, if I were to take ABC's Lost and then retransmit it on livestream.com, just stream the video,
that would be a copyright violation.
Yeah,
right?
That's a copyright violation. I'm then rebroadcasting their content without permission so multiple people could tune in and watch it. That's illegal. Aereo's argument was, we're not doing that. What they were doing at Aereo was giving you, if let's say you signed up, Derek J., you signed up for the $8 a month service, basic package. You were in Keene, New Hampshire, which actually would have qualified you to receive Boston television stations.
Cool.
So you wouldn't be able to receive any other stations from other markets, only Boston's stations. And so, you know, you'd only get the broadcast TV stations. You wouldn't get non-broadcast channels, HBO, Showtime, Comedy Central. All of these are cable channels, so okay. You wouldn't be able to get those. So the channel selection's limited. It's limited to whoever's on the air. And the way it works is they have little antennas, tiny little antennas that are hooked into their network. And each antenna is associated with a customer. So what they're doing is they're allowing a customer to have a remote antenna, basically. The old way to do broadcast television reception was you had to crank up a big old tower on the side of your house. You had to get a big antenna, put it up there. You could try the rabbit ears on your set, but that always looked like garbage. I don't know if you ever remember seeing rabbit ears.
I remember them, yes.
I mean, did they ever work? No, unless you're, like, near the transmitter site. So the best way to do it was to have a crank-up tower with an antenna, and it was an expensive and time-consuming process to make that work. Now, with the Internet, they have racks, you know, server racks, with these tiny little antennas in them in the actual metro. So in Boston, they have one of these server racks there with these antennas in them. So the antennas are, they have no problem picking up city signals because they're right there in the city, so the signal's strong. They can get an HD quality signal, and then they use the Internet to simply pass that video to just you. It's not being broadcast to more than one person. So does that make sense as to why that shouldn't be a copyright violation?
Yeah, because with the live stream rebroadcast, as the example you gave, anyone could go and watch
That's
it,
right.
And it wouldn't matter what password or whatever. It would just be anyone.
Correct.
But this is a person who has a subscription to the service, and it's only that person.
It's essentially you're watching, and it's like watching television, broadcast television,
into
remotely.
Your home. Yeah, but you can carry your TV set with you.
Your antenna is sitting somewhere permanent in Boston, but you can move your TV set anywhere you want to move it
to. That makes a lot of
sense.
It's
brilliant technology.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, broadcasting, the old media people, they don't like stuff like this. And, you know, their argument was, we can't make advertising and blah, 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 numbers, etc., ratings. You know, they had all kinds of arguments about why this is bad. And ultimately, the Supreme Court found in the broadcaster's favor. Jeffrey Tucker says, just as Netflix began by broadcasting movies in a more convenient way and is now producing real content, Aereo was taking that step too with regard to television. With every great innovation, there are those who cry foul play. No entrenched industry wants to be challenged, much less displaced. But that's the way the market works, and that's also what's fabulous about it. But a majority writing for the court has decided to side with the entrenched television broadcasters. Of course, the case involved copyright. Aereo, we're told, enabled consumers to watch programming that the Copyright Act reserves exclusively to those who produce the content. Reading the decision is painful. It's as if these cave dwellers have never heard of torrents, file sharing, and the many thousands of streaming sites that festoon the whole World Wide Web.
They probably haven't. They honestly probably haven't heard of torrents.
They tediously march through the words of the law, seizing on terms like perform, and then announce with preposterous gravity that Aereo stands in violation of the law. Of course, the decision changes absolutely nothing about the trajectory of history, other than to require that Aereo somehow figure out how to pay off the old-time broadcasters, delay the signal, or otherwise assert greater control over what consumers do with its product. We'll get more from Tucker here about the Aereo decision here in moments, and you can take control as well on Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer.
I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box. Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here in the remaining moments. We're talking about Aereo, though, otherwise, which is a was, and I guess still is. They're still technically in existence. It's just they've shuttered operations for the most part. They've issued refunds to all of their customers for the last month they paid for. Aereo was a company that allowed people to watch broadcast television without having to have an antenna in their home, because the antenna is in a rack somewhere in Aereo's company servers in various different cities. New York, Boston, major cities was where this was available, but the signals from those television stations that Aereo was essentially retransmitting only to individual customers who were paying for it were available in counties outside. So, for instance, Derek J., if you tried to actually put up an HDTV antenna, let's say you put it up 100 feet in the air, which would be really expensive and out of the question for most people to do. Even here in Keene, New Hampshire, you're probably not going to get much at all from Boston. That's a long way for a signal to travel. But Aereo would allow you to watch in HD quality with no fuzz, no static, none of that nonsense.
So why is it? What's the big difference? Because it goes over the internet instead of going over radio waves or something?
Well, right. Radio signals get less and less powerful over distance. Right?
Uh-huh.
And with new digital technology, the way signals work now on television is you either have enough signal to create a picture or you don't. There's no more static in digital television.
Oh, yeah.
But what there is, you know, a signal that can fade in and out. That can be a problem. But ultimately, the way it works is they've got the antenna in the city. So the antenna's there in Boston, let's say, you know, or New York, or whatever city it is you'd be getting the Aereo signals from. The mm-hmm. antenna's there, so there's no issue with signal because it's there in the same market, the same mm-hmm. physical area as those transmitters.
Yeah.
So this would actually have allowed, Aereo would have allowed those broadcasters to have a much larger impact, a much larger audience than they ever had had. But because Aereo, you know, I don't know, they weren't getting the numbers from Aereo. They claimed they couldn't monetize Aereo in the same way. So broadcasters were upset. This is essentially a disruptive technology to the television marketplace, and that's why they filed lawsuit to put a stop to it.
It sounds like a big deal. I mean, they're refunding the last month's subscription to their customers. Any idea how many customers they had?
About 500,000 customers nationwide.
All right. So that's not small potatoes.
No, but I don't think they'd also completed their rollout either. They basically got
sued. They're brand new. It sounds like they're a new business, but
they started up.
Half a million is not chump change.
They made an impact in the press, and then they got sued. So they really haven't, you know, they've been around since 2012, and ultimately they got filed a suit right out the gate.
Wow.
So more from the story from Liberty.me. This is Jeffrey Tucker talking about how outrageous the court is making the decision against Aereo in the favor of old media, the old way, the old guard broadcasters. So in other words, the Supreme Court is trying to mandate a deliberate degradation of an innovative consumer service. And in this case, it's been shut down at this point. Whether they'll come back is another question, because apparently the case has been remanded to a lower court. What will ultimately come out of that, we still don't know. What's more disgusting about this, which Judge Scalia points out in the dissenting opinion, is that Aereo violated no copyright at all. Consumers may or may not have, and I really don't care either way, because watching someone or something one would otherwise not have watched doesn't constitute any kind of theft, stealing, or taking. Programming is an infinite good, not a material good that you can steal via consumption, meaning that it can be copied. There's no limit to the amount of people that can watch television programming. Blaming Aereo for what its consumers do is like penalizing a paper company because I write on it a copyrighted poem, or nailing Samsung because I passed on a trade secret via a phone call.
That's an interesting analogy.
The technology and the company that makes the technology cannot be held liable for how its consumers use it. To claim that it can is actually a tremendously scary prospect. So what's really going on here? The Supreme Court weighed in, or has weighed in, on a fight between two sectors of industry over future market share. It set out to pick one winner and one loser and sided with the incumbent sector that's probably going to die anyway. So really, ultimately, Aereo breathes life into broadcasting, or it would have, because how many people do you know, think hard, that have broadcast television in their home, that have a broadcast receiver, an antenna?
I don't know anyone.
I certainly don't know anybody. I have a satellite antenna, which technically is an antenna, but that's not what I'm talking about. I mean like an old school antenna to receive television signals.
I always had that growing up, but now I don't think my folks have it or anyone.
So
they might even be using that Aereo thing.
It's a dying technology, and the fact that Aereo existed breathed new life into this idea. Whoa, broadcast television still exists? I can get it on my computer? That's cool. And apparently, you know, half a million people thought it was worth paying for.
Mm.
But now it's been shut down.
It's also so weird that, well, who is this? The Supreme Court? I mean, these are nine justices. They don't have
people.
Degrees in technology. Mm-hmm. They're not engineers. Who do they think they are making these decisions? I mean, who do they call in when they have serious questions about this? Is there some experts that they seek counsel of?
I'm sure both sides had expert witnesses.
Yeah, expert to me sounds like people who've got their pockets lined. That's who they're talking to.
So,
hey, do we get money from you? No? All right.
Yeah.
Not your decision.
It's certainly true that old school broadcasters brought more to the table for politicians than did Aereo. I mean, if anybody's lining anyone's pockets, it's definitely the old guard media. Scalia's dissent recalls the case from 1984 in which the Supreme Court came within a hair's breadth of making video cassettes illegal. That's the case with Sony versus Universal Studios. Actually, Scalia is more accurate. He uses the word contraband, suggesting that he and his team understand the law has a limited power to change the way history pans out. Technology takes its own direction regardless of what the Supreme Court says. The Sony case almost went the other way. Can you imagine? How might the government have enforced a ruling that prohibited the manufacture of video recording technology that consumers might misuse? The argument would have been then that, hey, someone could use this videotape to record a broadcast and then play that broadcast back illegally for an audience. We can't allow videotapes.
You know,
same argument.
The fact that this story almost completely missed, my purview is It makes me wonder how many of these stories have gone by that have limited to the technologies that I could be walking around in a car by now.
Well,
but the Supreme Court needs to say, no, you can't innovate. No, you can't have that technology. We're going to get in the way of
the
that.
The FCC's been holding back technology for years. I heard rumor that the cell phone technology was available in the 60s, but it didn't get released until the 1980s or whatever. I mean,
could you imagine
held it back.
How different the world would be if we had
It'd
cell phones
insane.
In the 60s?
It would have required, as Tucker points out here, to enforce these rules, the total state at least, and certainly would have set back the information age. We're talking about the VHS possible restrictions. Fortunately, we were spared that fate due to a 5-4 decision against the entrenched industrial interests, and all the archives show that it almost went the other way. Back then, the disgusting television industry claimed that all video recording had to be destroyed, or else every manner of disaster would meet the industry, which would in turn harm art, civilization, and the American way of life. They claim the same pile of baloney in the Aereo case, too. As Scalia sensibly writes, quote, "We are in no position to judge the validity of those self-interested claims or to foresee the path of future technological development." Remember, Scalia was the dissenting opinion. Exactly, which is why the court never should have heard the case. So why did it? Because the case extends from really bad law, namely copyright law. There's no way to enforce copyright law in a way that doesn't eventually come to interfere with the progress of industrial development, since so much of that development is about finding easier ways to discover, distribute, and reproduce information. This case demonstrates the awful truth about copyright. It's a system of monopoly privilege over the expression of ideas that enables government to stop consumer-friendly economic development and reward uncompetitive and legally privileged elites to fleece the public through surreptitious use of coercion. If you took this newest decision seriously, every manner of storage device, recording device, and streaming technology would come under question. This court assures us that it wasn't what it had in mind, and that industrial progress is still unharmed, but the dissent is more correct here. For this decision to be applied will involve another decade of wrangling, lawsuits, payoffs, grafting, and mutual recrimination, all of which comes at the expense of consumers. And regardless, nothing changes the fact that television is going to have to adapt itself to the age of the Internet. The Supreme Court, in the end, can't save their bacon. Even with Aereo, they're still advertising, and perhaps more than ever. You just have to get creative. There is a lesson in this idiocy, says Tucker. The court should keep its paws off technology, and the same is true of Congress, the presidency, and the whole state apparatus. Technological development requires freedom from all of these birds of prey.
Wow. I don't even know what to think. I'm so upset by the court not even trying to make a false pretense of like, oh, well, we did some investigation. We asked these engineers or these experts. They don't even try to pretend like that. They just put out these bold lies like, well, this hasn't interfered with innovation any. We know that's not true. So why would they lie about that? I mean, do they think they can get away with it? The people don't know the difference?
And I have to agree with Tucker here. This is a scary decision. I haven't read the court's opinion, obviously, but it sounds like he's at least skimmed it. And if any sort of media can be used for the purpose of violating copyright law, then it can be made illegal. That's crazy. They're saying that's not what this will result in, but we all know that court decisions can be interpreted in different ways by different bureaucrats out there. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check out Derek at derekj.me and us online at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, see you.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.